very early this morning, we placed a phone call to three young men who say they want to set a record. They are determined to drive through all 48 contiguous states in 5 days. The driver, as of this morning anyway, was Adam Gaitherum from Salt Lake City, and he was the only one awake in the car as he picked up the phone. It's about 4:42 in the morning Eastern Time. I don't know what time zone you're in right now.
We're running everything off of Mountain Standard Time. I'm looking about 2:45.
And where are you? What do you see?
I see a whole lot of road. I'm on I-90, about 125 miles from the border of South Dakota, headed towards Rapid City.
Oh, you might see Mount Rushmore when the sun comes up.
Yeah, hopefully not. That in the Badlands, I hear, is pretty cool when the sun comes up.
What do you see there inside the car?
I see my dash cam doing the footage, the time-lapse video. I got a GPS in front of me. My buddy Josh, the ride of me, he's just waking up, actually. And then my buddy Joe in the back, he's still sleeping.
I suppose I should ask, just because people will wonder, you're talking on the cell phone. It's the middle of the night. You guys probably haven't had enough sleep. Are you driving safely at this moment, in your opinion?
I slept all day. We have been very adamant about our sleep drive schedule.
Would you describe for people who are hearing about you for the first time what in the world you're doing?
We are driving across the continental United States. We're hitting all 48 states, and we're doing it in a record time of hopefully 120 hours or 5 days.
All 48 states. So you started in where?
We started in Vermont, and we dropped down. That was the trickiest part. We dropped down and cut up into New Hampshire and Maine, and then we just kind of zigzagged across the East Coast, went through the South, kind of through the Midwest. Now we're kind of cutting back over the northern part of the state, and we're going to go touch Oklahoma, North Dakota, cut across the top of Idaho, go into Montana, Washington, drop down, hit California, and then we're going to end the trip at Four Corners Monument Friday morning.
What gave you this idea?
Josh's dad, James Keeler, he put the route together with a friend a number of years ago. Him and his buddy were planning on doing it, and Josh's grandmother ended up passing away, and it just got put off. And then Josh picked up some of the maps, and I said, what the heck, why aren't we doing this? Came to me and Joe and put it on our plate, and we're down. So we planned it out and been prepping for the trip for several months now.
Now, in order to get through all 48 states in about 5 days... I imagine you don't make a lot of stops for the scenery.
No. We stop for gas and for bathroom breaks. Any sightseeing that goes down is out the car window as we're driving by.
For some reason, I'm imagining a car full of fast food wrappers at this point.
Oh, I wish. We stopped up on food before we left, and we're living on canned soups, eating cold, the snack packs and single-serving applesauces and stuff like that. There's not a single fast food wrapper in here, unfortunately. I'd kill for a hamburger right now.
Huh. I hope you brought a lot of money for gas.
We certainly did. That was another thing we've been preparing for, kind of saving up with the rising gas prices, but that's not enough to set us back.
Have you been noticing big changes in the price from state to state?
I'd say there's a 50-cent fluctuation over the states we've been to so far.
So as you drive through South Dakota, are you guys on schedule this morning?
Yeah, we are. We're doing great. We're actually a little ahead of schedule.
And this is, you're trying to do it in 120 hours under the speed limit, is that correct?
Well, we're maintaining speed limit.
Well, Adam Gaitherum, drive safely.
All right, thank you.
And say good morning to your colleagues there once they get themselves all woken up.
I certainly will. Thank you very much.
He's one of three men trying to drive across all the continental United States in 5 days.